Commodity booms have been an important source of economic growth for a lot of the developing world over the last decade. Let's look at one extreme example, namely the soy boom. Some of the major producers of soy are located in the New World. There's the United States, there's Brazil, especially in the interior, there's Argentina, there's Bolivia, and there's Paraguay. For a lot of the 20th century, Paraguay was a slow-growing nation, but in the last 10 years or so, things have really picked up. For instance, in the year 2010, Paraguay grew at about 15% a year. That's an astonishing number. This occurred not because of any great improvement in economic policy, but mostly because of soy. Right now, soy accounts for more than one half of the exports from Paraguay. As in Argentina and Brazil, significant parts of the interior of the country are being turned over to soy production. This is what the plant looks like when it's being grown in the field. Many of you may be eating soy in the form of tofu. That is not, however, the main use for the soy plant and the soy bean. The main use of soy is an animal feed, for instance, feed for cows. Soy is an important protein for this feed, and it's a relatively cheap protein for this feed. So as individuals in the developing world eat more meat, this means that more cows are raised. If more cows are raised, more cows have to be fed, and more cows will be fed soy, and more soy will be grown. This is basically the source of the recent soy boom. Historically, a lot of commodity booms have been unstable. The price of the commodity goes way up, much more of the commodity is produced, then the price goes down, and a commodity boom is followed by a commodity bust. What will happen with soy? We'll see, but there's at least one reason to be more optimistic, and that is a lot of food demands are fairly stable. When individuals in a country start developing a taste for meat, they don't always give it up so easily. If this proves to be the case, perhaps the soy boom in South America will prove enduring. If you'd like to read more on the soy boom, you could start by Googling these terms.